I've lost my bulletin. Oh, there it is, with the announcements. Good evening, and welcome to our service of worship for this evening. As we begin, just a couple of brief announcements. First, you are invited to stay for a time of fellowship following the service this evening. There will be cookies and cider at the back of the sanctuary. I would like to say thank you to all those who will be participating in reading this evening, during this evening's service. And for the readers, please note your name is beside your reading in the bulletin, or immediately underneath it. If at all possible, if there is a hymn preceding your reading, if you could come up during the singing of the last verse of the hymn, that will just facilitate the service moving expeditiously along. And finally, always on Christmas Eve or on one of these large occasions when we are all gathered together as a community of faith, I'd like to take the opportunity to say thank you to the organist and the choir director of the congregations that I serve. So thank you to Gary and to the choir for their tireless effort throughout the year, but especially during these busy times of special significance in the church calendar when they are working overtime to prepare music for our special services. We greatly appreciate their gifts. I would invite the Adams family to come forward to light the Advent candle for this evening, and the Advent candle litany is contained in your bulletins. You have come to be with us, so we know God's love will never let us go. Shine in our lives this Christmas to strengthen our trust in you. Make us angels in our time, messengers of your hope and peace, your joy and hope. Let our faithfulness shine in the world you love. Amen. One final service note that I've neglected to mention was, as we move through the service this evening, the hymns will progress unannounced. So after each reading, Gary will begin with the introduction to the hymn, and you will have to scurry to find it before it's time to sing. But we will begin our service by singing a new carol for our congregation this year. It has been for us the hymn of the month during the month of December. And it is All Earth is Waiting to See the Promised One, hymn 109 in your Book of Praise.
Thank you.
beloved in Christ. Welcome to this celebration of song and scripture. Our service this evening follows the tradition of the service of nine lessons and carols that has been held at King's College, Cambridge, in England, since its inception in 1918. Over the intervening 101 years, the service of nine lessons and carols has become a tradition for many in the United Kingdom and around the world on radio. And yet, each year, these lessons speak afresh the hope of the gospel to people in an ever-changing world. On this Christmas Eve, then, it is our duty and our delight to gather together once more to hear the story of our salvation and how God's loving purpose is to save us from our sin. We will rejoice as we hear again the message of the angels and in heart and mind go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass and the baby lying in a manger. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace and goodwill over all the earth, and for unity within the church and that our Lord Jesus came to build. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you came to dwell among us, not as a king in a palace, but as a child born in a manger, to a humble carpenter and a young woman. As we remember your meager birth, we pray this night for the needy of our world, for the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and for those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and for all those who do not yet know the Lord Jesus, or for those who do not love him, or for those who by sin feel unworthy of his love. We pray for those who live each day in fear of violence, for those in far-flung corners of our world who live under the fear of war, for those who live in our community who suffer from violence at home, and for those who live in many communities that are marked by violence and tragedy. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that great company of the saints, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus we forever are made one. These prayers and praises we humbly offer up to the throne of heaven, in the words of which Christ himself has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
God tells sinful Adam that he has lost the life of paradise and that his seed will bruise the serpent's head. They heard a sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the trees of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the trees, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent treated me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed you are among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat, and all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and I will strike your heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the trees about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Thanks be to God."
I have yours. So you either sing right now, or
is there a...
Yeah, that's it.
We don't know who he is.
Now the holly bears a berry as white as the milk, and Mary bore Jesus, who was wrapped up in silk. And Mary bore Jesus Christ our Savior for to be, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly. The holly bears a berry as green as the grass, and Mary bore Jesus, who died on the cross, and Mary bore Jesus Christ, our Savior, for to be, and the first tree.
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. Thanks be to God."
Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary souls that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good." Thanks be to God.
A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
There were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Thanks be to God.
should come this day and rejoice, for God has given to us the greatest of all gifts. God has given us His Son. With joyful and generous hearts, let us now respond in faithfulness as we give thanks to God as we present our tithes and our offerings. Gracious and loving God, as we gather this evening with family and friends in the warmth of this place, we come knowing that there are those in this world who continue to live in need. Those in this world who do not know the joy of this evening. Those who live in want and in despair. Take and use these gifts. May the sharing of our resources be a blessing to them, that they may know your love expressed in human terms. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd to my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasures, chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Amen.
St. John reveals the mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, who makes glad our hearts through this celebration of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, that sure confidence we shall behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. come to the end of the service this evening, I would like to express my appreciation also to Steve Dubinsky and Therese Moutard, who have been here again with us this evening. They are fixtures here, and I am not so far, but I will hope to be, and we've been grateful for their leadership in the music and the young people who are playing with Therese today, and some not-so-young folks as well. So we're pleased for their contributions. Friends, let us go out into the world seeking to love and serve the Lord. And may our Lord Jesus Christ, who by his incarnation has gathered into one things heavenly and earthly, fill you with peace and goodwill and make you partakers of the divine nature. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.